Turn and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's a new edition of TJ and Jody's House podcast up on all of our podcasting,
our platforms.
Sure. Yeah, our platforms, including the TJ Riggins homepage at tjriggins.com. Sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, beautiful furniture for your living and bedroom, the most comfortable mattresses with the latest in sleep technology, a team of professional designers, delivery services second to none, and much, much more. Go to tjriggins.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay. One of the big things that's going all around the news is, I mean, from the tabloids to the Associated Press and New York Times and everywhere else, because this is a huge victory for New Age people. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
New Age people. The survey that they have done found that it's not really that shocking, but that women want younger men the same amount as men want younger women. So there are just as many women who want younger men as men who want younger women.
Huh.
Because, you know, they always say that, yeah, a man's got to have somebody younger. And mm-hmm. I don't. I always say that I go the opposite. If Jody and I were to split up, I would get an 80-something-year-old woman. We'd be eating dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, watching TV until, you know, we both fall asleep in the chair at 7.
Yeah.
Sure.
And go to bed and get up the next morning and eat homemade preserves for breakfast.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. That all sounds fantastic.
So, Lindsay, you're 40 now.
Oh, it hurt like a dagger.
So, do you have any interest, like if you were single, would you have an age requirement? Like if you dated somebody younger, what's the youngest you would go?
Youngest probably 35, and that's even.
Yeah. So, you know, so someone not in your same decade.
Youngest. Yeah. I would prefer someone in my.
Right.
Yeah. But.
But you would go, you would dip down to 5 years younger than you.
Maybe. I mean, they'd have to be pretty special. I mean, hot.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be married for next.
Especially hot.
Especially right. Hot. Yeah. I mean, I would prefer probably older.
But. That makes sense because 5 years, you still have stuff in common with them.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, seriously, if I were on the dating scene, I would probably go 5 years younger.
Yeah.
If it came up, because I just don't want to be in a situation where we don't have anything in common, or I have to constantly go, oh, you don't know what that is? Or hearing her say, well, I would know what she's talking about all the time because I keep up with it. It's my job.
Right.
To keep up with pop culture and all that.
That's true.
I don't want to have to explain to her, you know, what who Casper Weinberger was when I was a kid.
Right.
Or, you know, people like that from, or tell her who Ronald Reagan was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
When we go to commercial, can you tell me who Casper Weinberger is?
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say the same.
I just got through that. That's kind of obscure for people, I don't know, 45 and younger. I was just yoking. All right. So Lindsay's on the prowl now for a younger man. You heard it here first. Yep.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. You know that you've gotten old/older when you slip into a conversation about the pros and cons of cream of wheat versus cream of rice or oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, we just had an in-depth conversation about how delicious and velvety, creamy cream of wheat is.
So good.
It's kind of amazing how we can talk about food.
Yeah.
How long we can talk about it.
But we're not talking about young people food.
Right.
We're talking about, and then you just brought up grape nuts as we were going back on the air.
Yeah. I think I'm the oldest one in the group.
Grape nut.
Oh.
Well, I'm pretty excited. Y'all know that I haven't been that impressed with stand-up comedy over the past few years. It's a lot of it's just bleh. There are a few good ones that I enjoy, and if I enjoy them, it means that they're good. If I don't enjoy them, they're not great. Nate Bargatze is really good. Bargatze. I think he's funny. There's a new one, though, that just hit the circuits, obviously, because she was a guest in New York at a comedy club with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer brought her on stage, and she did 30 minutes of stand-up.
Okay.
And I'm sure it killed. Her name's Madonna.
No way.
Oh.
So, really? Yeah, Madonna got, she went to the comedy club with Amy Schumer and then got on stage and did 30 minutes of stand-up. And you know that had to be
cringy.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm dying to see it. I want to know.
I know. I looked for the video and I couldn't find it. But you know, I'm not the best at that.
Yeah.
You know, searching and
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
I did find a still of her and she's holding the microphone. She's wearing gloves of some sort, like she had hand surgery or something. I don't know. And then, she's looking down at the stool that has a notebook on it.
Yeah.
So
she's reading her.
Or, yeah, at least she's got an outline, and, you know, whatever.
Wow.
But yeah. Why would Madonna want to be doing stand up?
She's trying to make that money, honey.
Yeah.
Or is she just trying to be, you know,
provocative and interesting?
Cutting edge. Yeah. Like, look, Madonna's doing stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes attention. So she's going to do things that get her attention. And going on stage at a comedy club unannounced is going to get her a lot of attention, I guess.
Now, you think Amy Schumer was like, oh, this is great. Or she's thinking, oh my God, I don't, you know, I like Madonna. She's my friend and all, but I don't want her doing stand up.
Don't ruin my set.
Yeah.
I can't imagine one thing being funny coming out of her mouth.
No.
Oh.
But then again, I want to hear it. Yeah. I really want to hear it because it could be hilarious.
It could be.
30 minutes. I mean, you could bomb a lot in 30 minutes. That's a crazy amount of time to go up for your first time.
But is a crowd going to allow Madonna to bomb or are they going to laugh just because it's Madonna?
They're going to laugh just because, she thinks she's hilarious now. Good job, guys. They laugh the whole time. You're hilarious.
That is weird.
Do the one about like a virgin again. That was funny.
You're not laughing. No one's laughing. But this is comedy club.
Yeah, yeah. Do it. Except, what'd you say? It's like a surgeon on your face.
Oh.
Bless her. But hey, man, I'm not into the menage stuff, but if I could be having Amy Schumer and Madonna in the same room with me, woo!
Stop. Stop it.
That is paradise in my book.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Boycott the Super Bowl. That's one of the top trending topics. Boycott the Super Bowl. A lot of different reasons why people are sending that message out there, but a lot of people say the NFL is rigged. They've got an interest in seeing the Kansas City Chiefs advance to the Super Bowl every year. Some people are saying, I won't bore you with the conspiracy theories, but a lot of people are just saying, boycott the NFL. We're not watching. We're not watching.
Yeah. Well, in this case, if there is a conspiracy and the Kansas City Chiefs are given an advantage in the script or whatever, I hope that works out that way for the Super Bowl.
You think?
Yeah, even if it's rigged, I want Kansas City to win because I don't think Eagles fans deserve a winning team.
No.
they're so uncouth and don't understand when they're watching a game and all. It's still part of a civil society.
Yeah. So you won't be chanting E G L S E S. Go Birds! Go Birds!
That's like, something I would do though.
Yeah. Then I feel bad because I like a lot of their players. Like Saquon Barkley is one of the nicest guys. Yeah, I love him. Jalen Hurts, I like him.
Seems super nice as well.
Yeah.
What a shame.
But the fans ruined it for everybody for you.
Mm-hmm. They don't deserve those good players.
The city does not deserve those players.
No, they don't.
Poland is trending this morning, but for a totally lighthearted reason. Their Burger King has a new sandwich called the Whopperator, and it's five Whopper patties. I didn't know the Polish were like that. I didn't know they got down with five patties on a Whopper.
Huh.
That's extreme.
You figured that would be more in Ireland.
Somewhere.
How many, you know, the more patties, the better.
you get come it. On. Woo! Yeah, I didn't know the Polish were
how you eating
stout.
That? Nobody like can that. Eat that.
No, especially not you.
Only a hippo could eat that.
Kind of silly. So congratulations to Poland, making big strides. And speaking of global affairs, Google Maps tweeted this yesterday. We've received a few questions about naming within Google Maps. We have a long-standing practice of applying name changes when they have been updated in official government sources. This is a reference to renaming the mm-hmm. Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Yeah. So once the government starts referring to it as the Gulf of America, they're going to change it on Google Maps, and they announced it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So also renaming, what's the mountain that they're renaming to Mount McKinley, or bringing it back to Mount McKinley?
Mount St. Helens?
No.
Oh, it's called Denali.
Denali, yes, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. So it's reverting back to its original name, which was Mount McKinley.
Right. Obama renamed it Denali.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe so. So we'll see if these changes come to Google Maps soon. Just keep an eye out.
I hope so, because I've been looking for Mount McKinley, and I can't find it.
Where is it? I've been wanting to hike there. And then the weirdest pictures came out from Cosmopolitan yesterday. Macaulay Culkin and his wife, Brenda Song, who you might remember from children's television, did this photo shoot. And is that the weirdest pose to have as a couple? They're married and have a kid now?
That's a recreation of a famous picture of some sort. They're being silly. Yeah, like a movie poster or something.
Oh, I didn't read that much into it. I just saw Macaulay Culkin draped over her, and I thought, what are they doing?
My photographic memory shows me that that's something I've seen before.
A movie that he's in?
Maybe not. Maybe just a famous movie. I'm not sure.
And would the girl be doing his pose?
Yeah. So we're going to help. TJ's been looking for a hobby. We're going to find him one next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Oh, dear. What a mess we have here. you know, Lindsay's kids are sick and she's going through it.
Kyle's getting sick. We're all getting sick. I'm not.
Everybody's getting sick.
You know, she already told us that he's a baby when he's sick.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't complain. He just told me, stay at work the whole time. I'm fine. She's acting like she's going to throw up, that type. He doesn't do well with vomit.
Oh. No, I was just kidding about him being a baby.
But he's starting to get some stomach cramps. So we're in the trenches, but we've been there before.
Right. You'll get your way. You'll make your way out of it.
Yeah.
You're blessed to have him. You are.
I'm just saying
I was joking about him being a baby.
Oh, I thought you were
very blessed to have him.
I know. I thought you were making it. Listen, he's a good fella. I haven't slept all night, so I think everything's funny. So I was going to start laughing or make a joke, but I can't think of anything.
Sometimes it's just one step at a time, you know, one minute by minute. And so you got to take it.
Yeah, sure.
Listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast yesterday, they were discussing their new diet that they've only been on for 3 weeks. It seems a lot longer, I'll be honest, TJ. It feels like this has been a marathon.
Yeah, it feels like it to me, too.
I was going to say, mainly, it feels like it to him, I'm sure.
And the vibe I got from TJ was that he's kind of over it. No, I know he's over it. But will he stick to it reach whatever goal he wants?
Right, and if I don't stick to it, that just means I'm going to move along to another program.
Yeah.
One that I've done before that works and that I know about.
But you have a habit of picking up something, getting real obsessed with it, and then forgetting all about it. And that's why you don't have many hobbies.
Right.
And you've expressed interest in getting a new hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way.
Oh, are you really?
The same way.
You get super into something, and then just it becomes not
like a bar class. I'll be into it for like 3 months, and then I'm like, we're good. Yeah. We're good here.
You got your fill of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the radio family knows TJ, very well. How long you been on the radio, TJ? 25 years? 70-something years? A millennia?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, if TJ's looking for a hobby, let's ask the people who know TJ better than anyone, what's the hobby that TJ should try out? At TJ Riggins Show, you know TJ, what hobby should she try? Jessica said, my ex-husband got really into disc golf. It seems lame. I know. But a bunch of guys are into it.
I like it. What little bit I've done, I think it's pretty cool. We were actually going to get one of those holes to go in the backyard, whatever they call the holes, and just be out there just throwing at the one thing, like a yard game you can drink beer doing.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's lame.
Yeah. You like being outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that might actually be good.
Right.
But I think this one is right up your alley. Candy said skeet shooting.
Yeah.
Would that be interesting to you?
Yeah, it's one of those that I used to be into.
You were into that and then dropped it?
Uh-huh.
I've heard it's expensive. Is it expensive? Yeah, or am I thinking of something?
Yeah, buying shotgun shells can get pricey.
Yeah. What about Mahjong?
What about Mahjong? Good point, Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't like those kinds of like board games and stuff.
What about puzzles?
No. But see, my one hobby that I really enjoy has been taken away with the stupid diet is cooking.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't just cook and not sample and taste it and stuff. That sucks. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. We got to boycott this.
It's robbed me of all my joys. Organic food better not have an effect on my TV watching.
It's the one thing. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, what is the sexiest job? If you meet a woman and she does a certain job, what's the sexiest job?
Butcher. sexiest job? Maybe like a boutique store owner.
Yeah.
She's kind of dressed really well and she's sexy looking. She's got to display the clip. Maybe that.
That's a good one. What about you, Lynn? What's a sexy job, man?
Something where you get your hands dirty, but you wear minimal clothing, but you have a hot body. What's that? I don't know.
All of the construction guys out there who, you know, wear Speedos while they're working.
Or the inmates on the side of the road.
Well, they did a survey and they asked 2,000 single people. So this is men and women. And the number one thing was health care, like doctors. That was voted sexiest job overall. Sick. And a nurse was second.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
Now, I don't get this one at all. Number two is education, teachers and professors. Now, I don't know if anybody has seen teachers and professors lately on TikTok and around the internets. Not to say that there aren't some attractive teachers. I mean, obviously there are, but it's not like it used to be, you know, where little boys are like, oh, my teacher is so pretty. And I mean, they're a lot of them that you see on social media and all are beastly.
they're not one to bring them apples anymore.
No. And they probably would throw it back at a kid and accuse him of doing something offensive by bringing her an apple. You know, it's just, it's crazy looking. But if you're a hot teacher, then I'm obviously not talking about you. So no need for you to be offended. If you're an ugly one, then maybe you got a complaint. That's up to you to determine. I'm offended by that because I'm a teacher and I'm ugly. First responders.
Yeah.
Lawyers and cops, so all law enforcement stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a sexy job for a man.
Yeah.
I love a hot lady cop.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's not moving the needle for me at all.
Yeah. But I mean, I think they look way better though behind a desk.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Managed to upset.
Get the ladies upset. Yeah,
they get riled up.
Just playing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I guess Groundhog Day is coming up soon.
Oh, is it?
Is it in February every year?
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always tell because PETA, the crazy people at PETA, P people for the ethical treatment of animals. They always come out with some way that they can put an end to using a real groundhog, a Punxsutawney Phil, for the festivities and all of that.
Oh, God.
Please.
He's treated like gold.
Mm-hmm. He's fine. It's a big rat anyway.
Well, until de Blasio drops you.
Yeah.
You die.
Well, I mean, there are very few people as I don't know, stupid as Bill de Blasio. Yeah. He was the mayor of New York.
Oh, he dropped
Yeah,
he dropped a groundhog, I believe.
Oh.
So every year PETA says they want that to stop and all that. But, you know, I guess now they've started giving ideas of how to make it better without actually using a groundhog.
Okay.
So they're suggesting that Groundhog Day be done basically like a gender reveal. So they say that if they'll retire Phil permanently to a, quote, reputable animal sanctuary, end quote, they'll provide a giant vegan weather reveal cake every year. Inside the cake, if it's blue, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If it's pink, there will be an early spring.
Okay. We'll take it into consideration. Thank you for the vegan weather cake, whatever that is.
And who do they want to determine that, they're saying?
Determine what the weather is going to be?
Like,
yeah, it's true. Like, that's the whole point of the groundhog is that it's going to determine. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, how are you going to plan what it is based on a cake?
Yeah.
Right. Not to mention, my point to the people in this is don't give any consideration to anything that PETA says.
Oh.
Find a more reputable animal rights group or something than PETA.
Yeah. They were protesting the ASPCA the other day. I thought, who goes after the ASPCA?
What?
Yeah, they dropped off like a whole truckload of manure in front of their offices. I was like, you're going after the...
Who they should be working with?
I thought so.
Confused.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if we just start pointing and laughing at PETA, then some real, you know, true animal people will step forward who aren't crazy.
Right.
Like Riggins.
Yeah.
Riggins would do that.
Yeah, same.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Boycott the Super Bowl. Top trending topic. Super Bowl stories being discussed, but mostly it's people talking about how they're not interested in watching this year's game in 2 weeks from now, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah.
Down there in New Orleans. So Super Bowl 59. Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, a lot of people boycotting, a lot of people say it's rigged, a lot of people just aren't interested. A lot of people like TJ are just over the love affair of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift being highlighted during the games.
Yeah, but I'm all for it against the Eagles.
But you are for it. Yeah. So
whatever gets the Eagles to lose, I don't care.
What can you tell us, like, where the Eagles thing started? Like,
well, I mean, everybody knows that their fans are just ridiculously unhinged.
Okay.
And they pride themselves on it. They used to have a jail in the stadium that they would have to send people to during the games
because they
were so uncivil.
Rowdy people.
That is wild.
Yeah, there was a magistrate in there, and they put them in jail.
Trashy.
And then stories of them throwing stuff at Santa Claus and...
Yeah.
Little kids who were wearing opposing jerseys, throwing beer on them. There's things like that.
They don't deserve a win. You're right.
Mm-mm.
So sorry to say, if you're an Eagles fan, TJ will not be.
I don't mind the ones who live, you know, in God's country where we live. They don't act like that. It's mainly those that go to the games.
Just those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, throwing anything at kids, you're trash.
Yeah,
you're just
absolute trash.
Yeah.
Something TJ's definitely, I think, going to be into, much more so than the Philadelphia Eagles, is the new flavor of Coca-Cola that is hitting store shelves in 3 weeks, is Coca-Cola Orange Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one loves orange cream more than TJ.
Right, and I saw that. I can't wait to try it. But I've been let down by Coca-Cola flavored, like different fruit flavors of Coke.
Yeah.
Now, if you remove the Coke flavor from that, I'd be all about it.
Just an orange cream soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll try that. It's probably not bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be good, though, with the Coke. You're right. Mm. Like, make it like a Sunkissed cream, then I'm down.
Yeah. They introduced Coca-Cola Spiced as a permanent flavor last year, and that didn't last very long. I think about 6 months, to 6 months, and they said, it's no longer permanent.
They got rid of it. Yeah. It was
temporarily permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out no one wanted it, so...
But I do love a spirited Diet Coke, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and this might be good with cocktails. So that's on sale February 10th in the United States and Canada. One of the worst flights ever has just been documented. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
One thing I like about America, one of the many things that I think is great about America, is that we're not only the best at most things, we're also really nice. If you go into other countries, a lot of other countries are just not particularly friendly to Americans and to their countrymen.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says that. Oh, and especially living in the South where we live, people are just friendlier, kinder, willing to lend a hand, and just more cordial.
As God intended.
As God intended. Thank you, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. But you go to some other places, they're just rude, and it might not be part of their culture, but that's why I think one of the great reasons to live in America is. And this is a perfect example of everybody being too nice. A flight from Dallas to Seattle. One woman has her assigned seat. She's on an aisle. For whatever reason, she decides to go 7 rows back from where her seat is and sit by the window. Well, the person that is sitting actually is assigned to that window seat, doesn't say anything, and goes across the aisle to sit in the other window seat. This sets off a chain reaction. 28 people then filed into the wrong seats until the last person gets on the plane. It's a man. He's supposed to be sitting on an aisle. The only seat left is in the very back in the middle. And finally, he's the one that puts a stop to it and says, hey, I'm not sitting here. My seat is up there. They go up to the flight attendant, goes up there and says, you have to remove. She goes, well, I'm not sitting here. I'm supposed to be sitting over there. 27 people didn't say a word, just picked another seat. It delayed the plane for over 2 hours because everybody had to deplane and then get back on in their assigned seats.
We have rules for a reason.
There
are rules of society. You can't just decide, I want to go sit somewhere else on a plane. And why? Because she's whoever it was is entitled to that seat. And I don't care. I mean, maybe it's that she didn't care. Maybe it's just that she just didn't even consider what might happen after that. Yeah. But she wanted that seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so why can't she have it?
Right.
And then everybody else is just like, well, okay.
I guess she's not, and yet no one said anything. So the 26 people are just super kind. But she was probably just entitled. She wasn't even close. She was seven rows behind where she was supposed to be sitting.
This is why the pick your seat planes are the way to go. I don't care if it's Spirit or whatever. I mean, you're like,
or just follow what your ticket says.
But people can't do that. Yeah. It's like you're talking to my 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. Rules for a reason.
Yeah.
And they're 55.
But then they need to be kicked off the flight. If you don't know how it operates, you can't play by the rules, then you don't fly.
Right.
Yeah. Here's your money back.
Yeah.
Get out.
See ya.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.